It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Are you one of those who says, I just can't begin my day without a cup of coffee? I can't function, I can't think, I can't do anything. But have you ever asked yourself, when is enough caffeine enough and when is it too much? Do you want to know your caffeine tipping point? Because there is one. The amount where you need to stop before it takes you over the edge. Well, Carolina, caffeine is such a sensitive and controversial topic. One day it's good for you, one day it's bad for you, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. But so many people say, I've got to have my cup of coffee before I even open their eyes practically. Why is this?
I know. I can say that was definitely me a few years ago. Everybody knows this by now. I grew up in Brazil, and Brazil is such a huge coffee country. And so I always had coffee around me, and I always drank coffee. And then one day I decided that I was going to quit coffee for a while. And that's when I found out just how addicting the caffeine can be and the coffee can be. And so that's why people really can't get their day started before they get that coffee, because it is caffeine. Is a very addictive, and so it's not just needing the wake up boost, it's part of their routine and part of their addiction to caffeine. That's why so many people have to start their day with a nice, very large cup of coffee. Ellen, let's clarify what caffeine actually is, because I think that'll give a clue to everybody why it's so addicting. So caffeine can either be naturally found or it can even be artificially added to foods, but caffeine is defined as a drug because it stimulates the central nervous system. That's what makes you give that wake-up call, you know, and in small amounts and lower levels, it can make people feel very alert and very energetic. So that's why it produces that effect of needing a wake-up call. You have a little cup of coffee. But reality is, in both kids and adults, too much caffeine actually has some very visible side effects, which can be sometimes mistaken for other conditions. For example, jitterness or nervousness, or upset stomach, increased headaches, some difficulty concentrating, some difficulty sleeping, increased heart rates, increased blood pressure. A lot of those symptoms I'm talking about sometimes are the same for panic attacks, or they're the same for breathing difficulties, for example, and increased heart blood pressure. Some people may distinguish that for heart disease. And in the end, it was just too much caffeine. So those are all very real and very dangerous side effects of having way too much caffeine, especially in children and in teenagers. You can often see increased tantrums in kids, or increased difficulty concentrating in class, or just, you know, sometimes you have that child that's so easily pushed over the edge. Sometimes it's nice to look at how much caffeine they're consuming. That might have something to do as well. So all those side effects makes it so that caffeine is not something to be taken lightly by parents and for themselves and for their kids. It's not to say that you as an adult can't have any, but you should make sure that you learn your tipping point. And your tipping point, like Ellen mentioned in the beginning, is probably if you're having some and not experiencing any of those side effects I just talked about. And for example, if you miss a day, on a Saturday, you don't get that cup of coffee, you have a tea, for example, instead, which is much lower in caffeine, and you're okay, that means you're probably within an okay limit of caffeine. But if you're one of those people that by missing one cup of coffee, you get a horrible headache and you get some jitters, or at the end of the day, you're always overexhausted but can't sleep, that might mean you're over your tipping point. Try to back off caffeine and reset your system and start off again by having a smaller amount so that you can find your better balance again. What makes this even trickier, I think, for people is the fact that it is not required by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to actually put on nutrition labels when a food has caffeine or how much caffeine it has. So a lot of us easily identify the fact that coffee has caffeine. So if they think, oh, if I want to cut a cut back on caffeine, I'll just stop drinking coffee. But reality is there's so many other foods that have caffeine as well, and you wouldn't know unless you know this little bit of information, which is chocolate, for example, has caffeine. Some natural berries like guaraná berry or acai berry, for example, they have much more caffeine than even coffee has. So what I tell people, here's the solution. What I tell people is if you're trying to avoid caffeine or you want to make sure you limit caffeine, especially for your children, when you read a product label, it will not tell you. But here are some hints. When you see something that says energy drink or boost, afternoon boost or energy bar, anything that has the word energy usually means there's a stimulant in there. And that's usually 9 out of 10 times caffeine. So stay away from those or limit those if you're looking to limit caffeine. And do a little bit of your research. If it's chocolate flavored, if it has tea in it, if it has coffee in it, if it has acai or guaraná, for example, those are all going to be caffeine-containing products that are going to add to the caffeine content of the product you just bought. So do your research and stay alert and kind of avoid those products, especially those sports drinks that have the heightened energy on them, so that we can better avoid them, especially for kids. Another way is, you know, if you are trying to limit, but you don't want to completely get off caffeine because you want to kind of just lower your a little bit, is to go from coffee to tea, especially green tea. Green tea has some added benefits of increasing alertness and increasing focus that are not connected to the caffeine content of green tea. It's connected to some other substances in the green tea. So it can have just as much of that effect of keeping you awake and giving you that morning jolt without giving you too much of the caffeine, which comes with all those side effects that we talk about. So those are some of the solutions for you and for your family if you're looking to decrease the amount of caffeine or avoid it altogether. And I get this question very often, especially for moms of teenagers. How much is enough, and should we or should we not be giving caffeine to kids? And I strongly believe that caffeine, it is a nervous system stimulant, so we should hold off until the later teen years to even introduce it to them at higher quantities, like in a cup of coffee. And when you do, make sure you stay at just one serving a day. The 45 milligrams of caffeine a day, which is about a 12-ounce can of soda or a small coffee, is probably more than enough for your late teens. And pay close attention to those side effects that we talked about. If you see any sign of them, then back off immediately, because you don't want to mess with anything that speeds up your heart and your blood pressure. That can be a very dangerous combination, especially for kids. Anyways, I hope I enlightened you a little bit on caffeine and how to avoid and how to make sure you're not going over too much of your tipping point. If you want to find out more, you can always read our blogs on kidcritics.org, and that's KIDKRITICS.org. While you're there, check out, we always have a food giveaway going on our webpage. And if you want to listen to more from us, visit our page on RadioMD.com. And in the meantime, make sure you eat well and stay well.